Hello and welcome to Rapid Access Radio, presented by ProTech Central, Episode 4, February 2025. Hi, I'm Sean Mullen, your host. Today's guest is Carl Schaphorst with Schaphorst & Associates. This runs just about 25 minutes. Friends, today you're in for a special treat because we're going to be visiting with Carl Schaphorst, Schaphorst & Associates. Carl is a professional sales trainer using the Sandler sales system. He's based out of Omaha, Nebraska. And in case you're wondering, full disclosure, I have been involved and I have our ProTech Central team involved in going through the Sandler system, and it's been very, very beneficial for us. But more importantly, it's been beneficial for me. In fact, one of the reasons Rapid Access Radio, presented by ProTech Central, is on the air is because of the Sandler system. And the Sandler system just basically kind of says, we've got a system here, and goal setting happens to be one of those aspects. And so here in 2024, one of my stated goals was to get Rapid Access Radio presented by ProTech Central on the air, and it became a reality in November. And so we are so excited to be visiting today with the individual that kind of shepherded that goal-setting project with Carl Schaphorst. And I hope you enjoy our conversation. He is a wonderful human being, a very kind and caring individual, and in my opinion, one of the best sales trainers around. So, Carl, welcome to Rapid Access Radio presented by ProTech Central. We're so glad you're with us today.
Yeah, Sean, I'm glad to be here. You've certainly had a big impact on me journeying through Sandler, through the training, watching what you have done with it. It has certainly been an encouragement to me because, you know, I need evidence that what we're doing really does work. And you've provided plenty of that. And so I appreciate you.
That's very kind of you. So, Carl, might you share a little bit about your background and your journey, and then how you came into this process of being a part of the Sandler sales system?
Yeah, sure. You know, when I went to the university, I went there because I thought I had an aptitude for math and science, and so I did study engineering. I got a bachelor's degree in engineering. I got to tell you, though, and halfway through there, I mean, I was struggling. You know, the saying C's get degrees. I certainly can appreciate that. And I really thought I was going to change majors or do something else. But a friend of mine came up to me and said, hey, Carl, don't worry about it. Just go into sales. And I thought, sales will take me? I realized that sales will take anybody, actually. You know, if you can show up, make calls, have conversations, move product, any business will keep you and pay you well even. And so I made the decision that it wasn't going to be engineering. It was going to be sales. And because of the engineering background, I could do technical sales. And so that's kind of the path I took. Went to work for Trane Company. That was a 20-year career, Sean, where I, like every other salesperson who really isn't gifted in the area of sales, struggled. I really thought sales was a verb. If you really looked at who I was when I was working in the HVAC business, I was an HVAC application specialist, meaning I knew my product, I knew how to apply it, and I could tell everybody about it, which is certainly good for my customers, not so good for my family, if you know what I mean, because sure. It didn't mean I sold a lot. Just because you're smart doesn't mean you get the order. And I thought that's how you did it. So I worked hard to be the smartest guy in the room, only to rise to a level of average. And so it was frustrating. Can you imagine? I mean, 15 years of a lot of hours spent estimating jobs, talking to customers, arguing with customers, trying to be low, selling a lot of stuff that I wish I never sold. it was a real struggle. And in 15 years into that, that's when Sandler kind of came into my world. And I was very skeptical when it did, because I'd been through a lot of sales training and thought, well, what am I doing? Why waste more time with this? Sandler's just going to be another spin to the same message. And, it was just the opposite of that. It actually changed my life. It put me on a whole different track. For the first time in my life, I believe that sales is a profession, not a verb. There is an art and a science to it, that for those who can master it, can really rise above the average. And I had the opportunity in the last 5 years of my 20-year career to use Sandler in the business. I saw it work. I saw it change the culture. I saw it change relationships. I saw it grow the business. It was remarkable. And so in 2010, I left this HVAC industry after 20 years to go into sales training. Now, Sean, there is no dotted line between that and sales training. I had no right to go into sales training, except for the fact that I believed in it. And I also believe that God gifted me to kind of be a trainer. I did a lot of training when I was in the HVAC business, and it was always well received. And I just thought that's my spot. And I got to tell you, it was a scary move to make, because there was no money in it in the beginning. But I just continued to follow the process, the system. And we've grown the business 15 years later now, where we have a franchise in two states. We have employees, and it's been quite a run. Yeah. And I truly am a believer. I love what I do. And it does not get old, because I just believe that it's transformative. So.
Great story. Great story. You know, I think with your background in HVAC world and my background in the fire, life and security world, it's really not that different. I know in our world, we talk about, you know, the bid and chase, right? You bid it and then you chase it. And you get a lot of churn in that type of thing. But clearly with the systematized process that is your system, the Sandler system, it really starts to drive an entirely different mindset. And I know you like to talk a lot about the emotional intelligence involved, because I know that you're a big proponent of reminding folks that it's emotions that drive behaviors. And I'm just kind of curious, why is emotional intelligence, do you think, so critical for success in almost any profession?
Yeah, you know, science has given us a lot about human behavior, has told us a lot, and emotions tend to drive behavior. And I think for most people, we're just unaware of that. We do things based on how we feel. If you think of the brain as two pieces, you have the reptilian brain, which is really the emotional center, and that's designed to keep you alive and safe. That's where all the emotions pour out of. And then you have your advanced brain, which is where your purposeful self is, your thoughts, your ideas, your desire to grow and achieve. It's that old brain that tends to fuel all these emotions. And I think most people tend to live life based on how they feel. Now, the problem with that is that it doesn't lead to a very high performing life, because most of the things that are high performing are and desirable to have are on the other side of pain and suffering. Well, think about that. If your emotional self is trying to keep you safe and alive, it's going to oppose those kind of activities. It's going to fight you. It's going to make them very uncomfortable and say, don't do that.
That's right.
But if you want big things in your life, if you want to achieve, if you want to grow, if you want to have things that you don't have, then you've got to do what other people don't do. And so you got to behave in spite of how you feel. Yeah. If you're unaware of those emotional forces, which is kind of what emotional intelligence is all about, is just being aware of the emotions, what they're communicating, and then making decisions independent of that. That's really what emotional intelligence is. It's also appreciating the emotions in other people and, right, and what those things mean, and maybe even how to manage those things. If you don't have that, and think about sales, Sean. Sales conversations are hugely emotionally driven. People make buying decisions, and those behaviors are emotionally driven. And if you don't have an understanding of the emotional forces that are behind that, how can you then run a sailing system optimized to manage that so that you can have favor at the end of your sales conversations. It is really almost a requirement for salespeople if they want to be high performing to understand this, to know it, to practice it. One thing I like about emotional intelligence is that it's not innate. It's a skill. You can learn it. We all can learn this stuff. We can learn it, make it part of who we are. And I'm telling you what, when you understand that, then you can really leverage that in a very good way that not only helps you sell, but also helps prospects become more successful. And you will certainly raise your game to, I think, a whole new level.
So that's a great explanation. And we all experience emotions at different, at different levels. But one of the things that I have found beneficial, especially in the world of Sandler, as it applies to our business in the fire and life safety world, is the structure of a structured sales system. And, you know, here in the fire business, we have a system. We have a system of codes and standards that we have to follow. But within the context of a structured sales systems, there are rules that need to be followed and adhered to. But I'm just kind of curious, in your experience as a trainer and seeing different individuals come through the program, what do you see as some of the more common challenges that these professionals face when they're trying to stick to a structured system, and yet they're feeling the pull of the old ways? And how do they overcome them?
Yeah. You know, the old ways are powerful because it's easy. Instead, if you go into a sales call, you don't prepare. What you do is you just make sure that you're the smartest guy in the room, which is what I did. Make sure you have answers to any questions and you'll be fine, which is not effective. And then what happens is that you just follow the emotional cues. In other words, you're basically doing things based on how you feel. Well, it doesn't work well, Sean, because the emotions are taking you to a place that is safe. And in a buyer-seller dance, unfortunately for the salesperson, the safest place is on their knees, which means it looks like they're begging for business. Cannot tell you how many salespeople out there are begging for business because they're afraid to assert. They're afraid to push. They're afraid to demand equal business stature because they think they're going to get thrown out. So instead, their emotions say, just submit.
Right.
Well, right. If we allow those traditional emotions to harass our ability to use a system, then we'll bail out of the system and do just that. What the system does, look, we know that emotions drive the buy, emotions drive prospects to make buys, but emotions also impact the salesperson. And we're really trying to get salespeople to be objective. And to almost let the emotions happen, but don't listen to them. Don't do anything because of it. That's emotional intelligence, by the way.
That's right.
It's okay to feel excited. It's okay to feel terrified, but just don't act excited or terrified because that will derail everything. What the system does is it gives you an objective framework, a path to follow. So, and if I can cling to that, then as the emotional roller coaster is happening, I can at least hold on to something that I believe will give me a much better result, not just for me as a sales professional, but also for the prospect that needs a professional in order to really raise their level to a greater position of success through solutions that salespeople provide. And so the system really does help then the salesperson to stay in it. As opposed to drop into their knees because the emotion says, we need to submit, just give whatever they want. It really does work. Now it doesn't happen overnight, right? It is a process of becoming more emotionally intelligent and then not letting the emotional forces that sometimes the prospects throw at us, pull us out of that system. But boy, when we're clinging to that, it does give us a greater opportunity to have better conversations in the buyer-seller dance, which is what we want.
That's great. Friends, if you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Carl Schaphorst of Schaphorst & Associates, a professional sales trainer using the Sander sales system. And Carl has been sharing with us his journey coming out of the HVAC world, the commercial HVAC world, and getting into the world of professional sales training. And we've been visiting about the value of emotional intelligence, the value of self-awareness, the value of a structured sales system. You know, Carl, just thinking about your comments on emotional intelligence, might you share an example where this emotional intelligence transformed a business interaction for you or maybe someone you've trained?
Yeah, sure. So here, this is a client of mine. In a real buyer-seller conversation and with some understanding of Sandler, and I think he came into Sandler with a pretty good grasp of emotional intelligence because he was a risk taker and he certainly grew in the system very quickly. So here he is with this prospect, and the prospect is getting a little bit agitated based on some struggles that have gone unresolved that just so happens to be that my client could perhaps bring a solution to. And so instead of pitching, recognizing this emotional energy beginning to build, my client began to go deeper. And all he did was just keep asking questions until you could just feel the tension actually build. Now, you would think that would be bad. Why would you want a prospect to experience tension or not okayness in a sales conversation? But it wasn't at the client. It was just at his particular situation. And then my client asked a very hard question. and it was simply this: how do you feel about this? And it was a question that he actually was very uncomfortable asking in the moment, but he went ahead and asked it. And again, being very objective, nurturing, and the customer right. then just got upset and slammed his hand, started shouting. And again, it wasn't at my client. It was just at the situation that he'd been in.
Sure. Sure.
Well, here's the result of this. And my client shared this. He says, you know, once that happened, there was this big paradigm shift that took place in the relationship where no longer was my client a salesman and the customer was a prospect. It really was almost like a patient-doctor relationship. It was almost like my client was transformed into a family doctor. Can you help me? Can you provide a solution to resolve this? That emotional energy transformed the relationship, and my client was able to recognize it, see it, leverage it properly to the benefit of both himself and the prospect. This is how a great understanding of emotional intelligence can really help transform the conversations that we have, not just in sales, but really in every area of life.
You know, Carl, as you talk about that, I think that if you were to randomly pick out any one of the listeners here to the Rapid Access Radio podcast, and you were to say, why are you in the fire and life safety business? I'll bet you dollars to donuts that they will say it's in the blood. Once it gets in you, you can't get it out. And I know I feel that way very strongly, 40 years in the business, and I still get jazzed about the value of fire and life safety and security in the marketplace. And I think that to me, I get up in the morning, I get jazzed knowing that the systems and services that our industry provides protect lives and property. And I think that's a pretty noble calling, just as noble as selling. I really do. I think it's a value add. And anytime that you can know, as we here at ProTech Central know, that the systems that we have designed and installed and maintained have actually saved lives. We've got documented instances where our systems did what they were supposed to do. They did it when they were supposed to do it, and lives were saved. And what a gratifying phone call, what a gratifying email when those come along, and to know that we're doing it right. So it's a win-win, just like you say. So as you look out at some of your some of the things that are changing in the marketplace. You know, we're dealing with a different landscape, especially as it relates to one-on-one selling, but also the introduction of AI into our everyday lives. I'm just kind of curious, what are some of the challenges that you see in helping sales professionals in their career by leveraging some of these new innovative technologies that are coming up?
Yeah, look, I think it's an exciting time to be in business, not just sales, but really any kind of business. And certainly AI is already impacting the sales profession. And in fact, I did a training today and the topic came up and I think people who are looking for AI to replace themselves, to do the yucky work that salespeople hate doing, like making calls and prospecting, if you're looking to replace you, I think those people are going to fail. I think they're going to fail. Because I don't think AI will do a good job of that. I think people who look at AI as an opportunity to augment what they're already doing, they're the ones who are ultimately going to succeed. And what I mean by that is AI is a tool. It's a tool that goes along the sales professional so that they can scale themselves to get more work done in less time. You know, it was interesting when we did our training, I had this note taker that was listening to the entire training. And within 5 minutes after the training, it sent me an email with a complete summary of the training. And then I'm able to give everyone that was on that training session a very accurate, concise recap of the training that they can go back and look at to reinforce. I used to do that manually, and that was a 20 to 30 minute process each time. Now it hardly takes any time at all. Now that is AI in the sales function. And guess what it's doing for me? It is saving me a tremendous amount of time so I can now do more things to grow business with the time that I saved. Look, I think AI will only continue to move into our space. I think there are some pretty good avatar devices that will role play with salespeople. If they want to prepare and get ready for a sales call, they can set up an avatar to act a certain way. Download the website of the company that they're going to have to represent, and you could run a pretty decent role play with that avatar to get ready for an important call. Wow, how awesome is that? Where before you had to maybe wait for your boss or have a colleague or role play with yourself, this could be an enhancement that would then get us ready in a much more time effective way. That's where I see AI really bringing a tremendous amount of value. Sean, I am so excited about how this will continue to evolve to help sales professionals become better at helping their customers become successful. And so very exciting time. And I think the more AI gets in, the more we're going to need salespeople, not less.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good stuff. Friends, we have been visiting today with Carl Schaphorst of Schaphorst & Associates. Carl is part of the Professional Sandler sales system out of Omaha, Nebraska. And it's just been a wonderful conversation of his story, but also the journey of the nobility of professional sales merging with nobility of the fire and life safety protection systems business. And so we've learned a lot along the way. But Carl, if we have listeners who maybe have had a spark of interest in some of the things you've talked about, what's a way that they might be able to connect with you or learn more about your services?
Yeah, Sean, I appreciate the question. You know, probably the easiest way is just to Google Sandler, either Nebraska or Iowa. That will direct you to certainly the webpage that we have. We do have an email, and it's long and it's hard to spell, and that's just the luck I got. But it's Carl.Schaphorst, which is my name, Carl.Schaphorst, Schaphorst, carl.schaphorst@sandler.com, and that's my email address, so they could certainly reach out that way. And if you want to text or call, we also have a phone number. Would it be all right if I gave that as well?
Of course.
It's 402-616-1098.
Fantastic. And we'll be sure to put all of that contact information in the posting when we put this out on the different platforms that Rapid Access Radio participates in. So friends, once again, we've been visiting with Carl Schaphorst of Schaphorst and Associates. And Carl, I can't thank you enough for this wonderful conversation and the value that you bring to the marketplace in elevating the game of sales, but elevating it for the betterment of our customers' success. And I think that that is a value add for everyone. So, Carl, thanks again for being with us. And we look forward to welcoming all of our other listeners next time on Rapid Access Radio, presented by Protex Central. Thank you for listening today. Plan to join us again when our guest will be Dave Pelton, Vice President of Technical Services for the National Association of Fire Equipment Distributors, and his role in helping companies improve rapid access to higher performance and advanced safety concepts.